100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, here we go. We're firing. We're rolling. It's a Thursday. The end of the week is near.
I know. My alarm went off this morning.
Actual dancing.
I know.
You know what? I'm actually so excited for footy this week.
Are you?
I felt like last week, I don't know, I wasn't that excited. I forgot how much fun I had playing footy.
Sure, there you go.
Like, after round one last week, I'm like, God, I hope I get picked to the, like, for this week's game.
Really? And have you been picked?
Don't know. We'll find out tonight at training.
I think
you will, because if you haven't seen the photos of Stephen playing, oh my God, he is looking good. Where are they again?
Why do you have to be such a wind up
the
all
next
the time?
Isaac Heaney, absolutely.
Oh, stop it! It's local footy.
Yeah, but
it's sold out. Where can you buy tickets again, Stephen? Me. Oh, you are a wind up.
It brings me so much pleasure, though.
Yeah, winding me up.
I'm sorry, but the pride and joy of the Sydney Swans started where you are, so you know you could be the next Isaac.
No, because Isaac was out of the Cardiff system at like 17, 18, and got drafted. I'm 25, and then. 2 kilos of tape every week to keep me body going.
Yeah, but you never know. There's been all sorts of comeback stories and, you know, unexpected heroes along this journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count yourself out and bring yourself down so much.
I wouldn't even play AFL football if it didn't allow me to do radio. Radio's the dream. This is my dream job.
Yeah, well, two dreams in one week.
Have to be a little side hustle type thing.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
But seriously, check out the photos of him.
Oh, yeah.
Cardiff Hawks Facebook page.
Look at those legs.
Your word's not mine. It's going to be a great show ahead. Of course, we've got more tickets, boarding passes to our boat party as well with DJ Topic.
Yes.
That is going to be a spectacular evening.
Pumped.
And, yeah, it's just going to be a good show. I can feel it. I feel well rested after missing my alarms today. So
you got in time.
Oh my God.
I was going to give you a hard time if you missed it.
The skin of my teeth. It was real close.
I've already written the jokes.
Scrunch that. Or actually, don't scrunch that paper up. Just keep it handy in case it happens another day.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So yesterday we had our little lunch, which was lovely, during which I had a couple of beers.
Yeah.
And then later in the afternoon, I was like, why am I so tired? What's going on here? Not used to the day drinking, I think.
Yeah, probably. It makes it sleepy.
I was very sleepy.
I got home yesterday and it felt like a Friday.
It certainly did.
I've been out for a nice lunch, a few bevs like you, Cremo.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it felt like Friday.
Then so early for dinner rolled around, like 6:30. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wanna go to the pub for dinner?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, all right. I'm not driving.
So we had two meals out yesterday.
Two meals out and then another bit. Well, you're in a pub. What can you do? My hands were tied.
Another one.
Rude not to, wouldn't it? Yeah, just help with the economy at that stage.
Rules are the rules. Went to bed so early last night was ridiculous. I don't even know how early. 9:30 or something.
That's not that early.
It's very early for me.
Early for you.
Emmy looked at the clock and went, I think that's a record.
No, she didn't.
100%. 100%. She said, I think it's a record.
What's your normal bedtime, Ari?
Well, last night I was in bed by about like 8:30. But usually I'm in bed by like 9:30, 10.
I'm 8:30 as well most nights.
See, I think 8:30 is early. Like, yeah, 9:30, 10 o'clock, that's fine.
8:30 is not that early when you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, though. Anyway, I'm glad you're well rested. I'm glad you've had a good sleep.
Broke a record yesterday. Took a few beers to do it.
Oh,
see,
well.
You know what? That's maybe what athletes need to look into.
Mm.
If I broke a record in one day of day drinking, imagine what they could do.
Alcohol makes you sleep. Makes for a better life, apparently.
There you go.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. How's things?
Morning. Pretty good.
Yeah, flying well. That's good to hear. Some good news early this morning as well. Molly Picklum tearing it up by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so she's continuing to do well. So she's our world number three at the moment. If you can remember, she was number one.
Well, she had that perfect wave a couple months ago. Is
oh,
that yes. right?
God, never yeah. forget that.
Yeah. I'm still hanging on to that. So hopefully her winning streak continues. But the Central Coast Surfer is through to the quarterfinals of the Margaret River Pro.
Oh, that sounds good. I mean, I don't know all of the different, you know, events, but if, you know, they're doing that well, hopefully it continues, right?
Margaret River Pro, beautiful part of the world as well, big surfing event.
Okay.
Massive in WA.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So
your old stomping grounds.
Yeah,
soon.
If you win that, massive prestige comes with it.
Mm. Oh, excellent. Well, good luck indeed. A bit of a controversy around a laneway access, yeah?
Yes, there is. So Llewellyn Street in Merriweather has... There was a right of carriageway between Caldwell Park and the Main Street. However, due to construction, it's been blocked off for a fair bit of time. This has been a bit of an ongoing controversy, and investigations started at the start of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, and then not really anything has happened, as you might have expected. So then earlier this month, about 80 concerned residents came forward to the council and they've expressed their concerns. And then yesterday, or in this week's council meeting, CEO Jeremy Barth said that the state has the means to make it right.
Oh, classic.
Passing it off to state government.
There you go, your problem.
Yeah, this is what handballing looks like.
It's the same thing with the supercars. Oh, it's
your
fault. No, it's local council's fault. Oh, here we go. Back and forth, back and forth.
Can't do anything about it. Sorry.
Yes. So that's where it's progressed to.
Right.
I guess you can understand the frustration of residents when they can't use it. And then they're like driving past every day. There's not even a single work. No one in IV is in sight, you know, doing anything.
Yeah, if so, it's at least
if there's progress,
yeah.
You could live with that, can't you?
If you've got a tradie there with a hammer, you go, all right, at least something's happening.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do to keep the residents off their back.
Yeah, maybe they need Stephen to go out there and just sort of walk around in some high vis and...
For the right money.
Yeah, for the right amount of money, I would.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty easy job.
Yeah, there
I
we go.
I always thought doing trade would be easy. You just hit a few things, no worries.
There we're going to write that down for later, I think. Well, thanks for that, Jackie. Hopefully they can get that sorted out and the professional buck passing can stop
yes.
at some point. The old pass the parcel when the music finally stops. Somebody's got to open that package. Good luck to them.
UFM. De Novos. De Novos.
Now, we all know, unfortunately, that divorces are a dime a dozen these days, right?
Well, it's like half a marriage.
Yeah, 50% of marriages is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
no,
it's a lot.
Yeah, more than half, yeah. I think we all know people who have gotten divorced as well. My dad's one of them, et cetera, et cetera. Well, over in the UK, both a computer and user error has seen a couple accidentally get divorced, okay?
Oh,
against their will.
Well, that is less than ideal. What's
exactly.
going on?
So a staff member at this law firm over in England, in London, accidentally opened a file of a couple that's been referred to in court papers and such. They're called Mr. and Mrs. Williams for this case.
Sure.
When trying to apply for a final divorce order for a different client. So basically, these two people, they didn't file for a divorce. This person, so one of the solicitors, has opened a file for a different couple.
So they were there, like maybe they, you know, needed the legal services for fighting a traffic ticket or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it could be literally anything, although they don't specify.
They're not
specify.
Saying what.
Yeah,
they're not
it.
Making two errors in one.
Well, that's it. They're just not trying to disclose everything all at once. Anyway, so this place called Vardags applied 3 days later to rescind an order, but the judge dismissed the application. So basically, an application was made through the wrong click of a button. The judge has gone, oh, no, no.
Once you've clicked, you can't unclick.
That's it. That's exactly it.
So someone's just clicked the wrong couple and gone, you're divorced now, and clicked that on the computer, and that's it. Bosh.
Yep.
Split.
The solicitors at the law firm literally clicked the wrong option for divorce on a drop-down menu via their online portal in, like, their back-end
oh,
administration
my God.
System. So the matter is literally, like, clicking the wrong button.
This seems so dangerous, doesn't
now,
it?
I've always thought that the 50% of marriages end in divorce was
yeah.
a statistic.
Yeah.
But is it possible it's a quota?
Oh, maybe.
And they've gone, oh, you know, we're only at 49.95% of marriages this year. We're going to have to, like, add an extra, just go, like, who can we pick to divorce to get to our 50% quota?
Williams always seem upset at each other when they come in for a meeting. Let's just get rid of them. Yeah, that's possible, Stephen. You know what? This, don't look past theories like this. Because sometimes, you know, the government, they just want to get us.
They
want to get our money.
Look, I also think this is also the judge's fault because they don't want to really look into the case. They don't want to actually make more work for themselves. They've just said, the computer says no, you're divorced.
you're divorced. Yep. It's
so,
not my problem.
After 21 years of marriage, they are no more.
There we go. And this other poor couple who do want to get divorced, oh, well, you have to stay married. Quota's been met.
That's it.
Better luck next year.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Massive week for round ball football in Newcastle.
Oh, almighty soccer.
Yeah. Friday, we've got the Jets men, and they're playing in the club's 500th A-League game.
God, that's a lot.
Come on.
Retro round as well. So they might be wearing like an old kit.
That's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome.
I always like to try and pick what like year they're going to put the kit on from.
Surely the first year they started.
You think?
If it's a five-minute
game. That's
not
the most iconic kit sometimes.
Right.
You know? Like it's the... It's often the kit that stood the test of time.
Right.
People still look at it and go, oh, my God, I love that kit.
Yeah.
For example, in the Knights, it's the Henny Penny sponsor.
Yeah, of course.
That's an easy one. That stood the test of time.
They need to find that iconic kit. Anyway, they're playing Friday night at home against Wellington, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
And then more exciting than that, Sunday, Maitland, we've got leg one of the semi-final series for our girls.
Yeah, no, that will be very intense, that match, I reckon.
They're up against Melbourne City, and apparently they've sold over 3,500 tickets already.
Damn.
Still a bit to go. And, you know, a lot of people are last-minute buyers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, let's fill up that thing and make them feel like the absolute legends they are.
Absolutely.
If you imagined... Like, the dream scenario is in the other side of, like, that semi-final bracket.
Yeah.
Central Coast are playing. Imagine a Newcastle versus Coast grand final.
Coast scum.
Yeah, exactly. It feels so much sweeter beating the Coast.
Absolutely.
Certainly would. Well, as you said, a big week for round ball football fans. Get around it, enjoy it. We moved to this city in Saudi Arabia, which is being built at the moment. It's called The Line.
This is an interesting title for
the
city.
Yeah, so you might have sort of seen bits and bobs around this in the news. Basically, it's a huge city, they're planning to make it 170 kilometres long.
Whoa.
That's the original plan. Now, they're talking about the first section might be scaled back now, but essentially the outside will be completely mirrored. And it'll be, it looks very tall, but very narrow is the idea.
Okay.
And the plan is to make it like carbon emission free, essentially, in the long term. So there'll be no cars.
Oh.
You'll go up and down like the line using this little train thing in the middle.
Wow.
And everything is supposed to be close by. So you live there and... Like your shops, your schools, your work, everything, 5-minute walk.
So you won't even need like a push bike or anything like that?
You need none of it.
Wow.
All a 5-minute walk.
Okay.
There's some things that are a little bit dystopian about it though. So they're talking about...
The large walls encasing it is dystopian in itself.
Yeah.
You see like these images of the concept of it. It does look like you almost have been trapped in.
Wow.
It's a bit scary in some ways. So they're talking about the whole thing will be covered in microphones to, I guess, they're saying to keep the population safe. But now, if that doesn't
sound... It's always what they use, isn't it?
Doesn't that sound like the scariest, like, you know, thing you've ever heard?
Hold up. So if there's microphones monitoring what you're talking about...
Yep.
Is there cameras too?
Well, they're saying that there will be drone surveillance as well, like swarming around it all the time.
look, you haven't even explained the whole thing yet, and already sounds like something from The Hunger Games or 1984 George Orwell's Big Brother type of thing.
Yeah, a little bit scary that way. But then they've switched, I guess, tactics to try and draw people back in. People, you're very put off by that. Yeah. But don't worry, because there'll be a lovely indoor ski slope, so you can go skiing any time of the year.
Oh, that's fun.
There'll also be animatronic dinosaurs in sort of a rainforest-style park.
Oh, that is weird.
Stephen's back in.
Yeah, I'm back in.
There's a little bit of scary over here, but also you can be distracted by
these. Look over there. Yeah, here's my shiny toy.
Look at these shiny trinkets over here. Mm. Look, they've had a bit of trouble in building it, but they already started. Like, it is well under construction. They've dug a lot of holes in the desert pretty much at this point.
If you had a chance to Google it as well, do have a look at the concept images, because it is wild. How much do you reckon the waterfront properties go for? There's like two of them. The rest of the city's built inland.
That's right. They're spending $1.5 trillion on it. That's right. The plan.
And they've only got two waterfront properties. That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems, I don't know, it seems like a fantasy idea. I don't know how realistic or how much is actually going to, you know, happen with it.
You know what? But if they do, if it can be carbon neutral and they can kind of work out a way that it's all, you know, shielded from the elements and all that sort of stuff, I think that is the future.
Well, I mean,
hopefully minus the surveillance.
That sounds like a really scary bit to me.
No, you can have all this fun and all these cool things, but you're going to be watched like a hawk and heard, like, with everything. So I don't know if it's a payoff enough.
Yeah. I just think if they do it successfully, Australia has a lot of uninhabitable land in the desert, right?
Yeah, of course.
We could build something like that and use that to house people in the middle of a housing crisis.
That is a great point. A lot of people can live there. They reckon in the long term, their plan is for up to 9 million people to live there.
They'd do it, yeah, they'd, you know, have a bit of a dent in the housing crisis, I
imagine.
Certainly
would. Cool. Maybe we should build one here, minus the scary surveillance drones, if you don't mind.
UFM. De Novos.
I got an email the other day, guys, from my gym, Anytime Fitness. So okay. I usually go to, like, the Warners Bay and Edgeworth kind of hubs. But they always have competitions running or deals and offers, you know, like, oh, refer a friend, get $50 off, you know, all that jazz. So, like everything else, gym memberships have obviously gone up in price. Okay, cost of living still through the roof.
Well, that's why they're doing these deals as well. I think gym memberships is probably one of the first things people cut when the budget gets a little bit tight.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've all done it before. So, and I go to the gym every day, okay? I need it for my mental health and my physical, so that's why I can justify the price. Anyway, so I got an email from them the other day and just saying, hi, Ariana, please make sure you share with us.
There you go, serious, you're in trouble.
That's it. Why don't you share with us what motivates you? And I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, this is an interesting kind of tactic. Let me just read on. Anyway, they have told me that it could be any moment, any object, or anybody. Basically, share your motivation with us and you could win one of 10 free memberships to an Anytime Fitness Club for an entire year. Now, an entire year, that's nearly $2,000 worth of, like, cash, at least.
That's handy, isn't it?
I probably embellished a little bit, but when you know, incorporate fuel to get there, X, Y, Z.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Of course. So, one in 10 free memberships. Like, that might be across the country, but still, you're in for a really good chance there. Anyway, so the idea is that you've got to upload a photo of what motivates you, tell us about it in 300 characters or less, and then you could be in this draw.
I reckon you would be a fairly good chance because there'd be a lot of people who just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Get that email and it's gone straight to their spam to begin with, or a little promotions folder or whatever you got in your Gmail.
Yeah.
They don't see it. And even if they do say it, they're like, can't be arsed with this.
Absolutely. But then I had a thought to myself, like, okay, well, what motivates me? Is it, you know, the want and need to stay fit and healthy? Is it because, you know, oh, I'm doing it for a charity or something like that? And then I thought, no, not doing any of that. What motivates me? What can I send a photo in of? And then I'm thinking, hang on a second. I have a sports star for a co-host over here to my left.
Thank you.
Exactly. You know, mighty Cardiff Hawks player.
Oh, Stephen, right, yeah.
Soccer player. Sorry, Kremo. Soccer player, basketball player, you know, overall dancer in the nightclubs. Like, he's a pretty fit specimen, isn't he, Kremo?
Yeah, he certainly is. One of the fittest, you know, and best-looking men I know.
This is a G-up. What's happening here?
So I'm thinking, because you shared with us the other day as well about, you know, oh, guys, check out these photos that, like, were professionally taken at the Cardiff Hawks game last weekend.
Oh, when he was in full flight.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Kit and caboodle. Yeah. And he had, like, you know, the stretched out limbs and, like, the kick ready to go. He's like AFL superstar over here. So I'm thinking, what if I send that photo of Stephen kicking the ball and send that in as my application for this free membership?
I think it's a great idea. Like,
I was bullish about your chances of winning. I am now no longer hold that optimism.
But see, I think...
Your chances have gone down dramatically, fallen off a cliff.
No, because then I can describe why this motivates me and be like, because, you know, he just, you know, he's motivational because he's just, you know, so fit and so healthy.
You're in better shape than me, Ari.
And he runs all the time.
Yeah.
And the way that he talks about sport, it's just inspirational.
That's it. One of the best trainers at the Cardiff Hawks,
absolutely.
All of that.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. And I think if you put that up, that's almost a guarantee.
You would think it's a good idea, Crevo. You wind up.
What do you mean?
He's our hero.
Yeah.
I want 20% kickback.
20%?
You want like a share of the cut, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
20% kickback.
What's that? 20%?
What's that, $400?
Yeah, I don't think you should do it. I think you should go lower. I think you'll do it for less.
How about I give you a packet of chocolates every week?
We'll have to continue this negotiation at a separate time.
All right. Well, we certainly will. Good luck, Ari.
Thank you. I hope you
win. You deserve it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
How's this chaos with the flooding in Dubai? It's just wild.
Pretty
have
wild.
You seen the footage?
Yeah, I have. Didn't they say it was like a year's worth of rain or something that got dumped there?
Basically in a day.
Yeah.
And obviously it doesn't rain there very much.
No.
So, you know, drainage and stuff isn't really a priority. Like, you know, you go to Bali, to Kuta or something where it rains all the time. Mm. They got massive drains everywhere.
All on the side of the road, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're sort of ready for it. Whereas in Dubai, not at all. The airports are in chaos because that got flooded.
Yeah.
And it's one of the busiest in the world, so.
Well, Siobhan's uncle's there at the moment. He's stuck in Dubai airport, yeah.
Oh. Who knows how long he'll be there? Because you see the scenes of the airfields themselves.
And the tarmacs and such.
It's just underwater, you know, planes are just covered, you know.
Well, you need dry land to take off from, don't you?
Yeah.
Essentially. So they
could be there for days.
Who knows how long till they sort it out. In classic Dubai fashion, though, they've got all these tankers just pumping water out the way, basically.
That was going to be my next question.
What are they doing about it?
I think they sound something like
that.
In fact, do that again.
No.
I reckon that was a one-time thing.
That was a one-time thing.
Okay, good to know.
Are you allowed to change teams you support?
So we're talking about sports teams, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Footy's back. I'm talking about AFL. I've been obviously playing for the Cardiff Hawks, and we're in pre-season, and then we had our first game last week, and we were celebrating at Lambton Park Hotel.
Yeah.
We're watching the footy. And I was saying to the boys that, being from WA, I've always been a West Coast Eagles fan.
Oh, of course.
But I'd like to be able to go down the M1 and go to some Sydney Swans games.
Mm.
Of course. It's much closer, isn't it?
Way closer if you want to watch some live footy, like some live AFL. So what they said to me is, I'm actually being disrespectful to the state of which I'm living by not going for the Swans already. Now, like, you live in New South Wales, Stephen. WA's of the past. You're not in Perth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's time you change to the Swans.
I reckon you can. I reckon you should, actually.
Now, does it hurt that the Swans are going a lot better than the Eagles are currently?
Obviously.
That doesn't hurt. But I feel like I would be betraying my roots, forgetting where I came from. I feel like sports teams are inherited. You get them from who your dad goes for or who your family goes for, you know? My family have always been West Coast fans, therefore I'm a West Coast fan. That's just how it works.
Look, if that was the case, I would be a Hawthorne Hawks supporter, and I certainly am not. I would also be a Parramatta Eels supporter, and I'm a Knights fan, so absolutely not.
So
interesting.
You reckon, Ari, it's fine to just change around, watching how the scores are going. Oh, yeah, they're not doing... Knights are doing pretty well. I might switch to them. Oh, they're doing badly now. Oh, let them go.
I'm not as flippant as that. I would say that, you know, if you move to a place, for example, so when I moved, controversially, from... Well, wherever I was living beforehand, but because I'm born and bred in Newcastle, famously, Newcastle Knights fan, was living in Wollongong for a couple of years, changed to the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Interesting.
Just quietly, don't tell the rest of the Novocastrians.
And then what, now you're a Knights fan again?
Oh, yeah.
Just flipping and changing.
Well, no, because I moved back.
So,
Knights are still better.
It feels icky. It feels wrong.
Do you feel like you're cheating on your
team? Even like wear a Sydney Swans hat or something, let alone a jersey. Nah. I feel like it. Yeah, I do feel like I'm cheating.
Wow.
I think being unfaithful is a bad thing. I think if you just want to change around like it means nothing to you, shame on you, Stephen, for even considering it.
Right.
Okay. I think you should never, once you pick a team, you're supposed to support them through, you know, good times and bad.
Well, like a marriage, you
through
reckon.
Sickness and health.
Can't leave the Eagles.
You can't leave the Eagles.
I think you can.
I think changing like sporting teams is wrong.
It looks like the devil and angel on your shoulders there, Stephen.
Well, you guys have been no help at all. And Amaglass and Sam, what are your thoughts on jumping ship?
Well, I think it should be okay because it's more about passion for the sport. Like, I've been a diehard Holden fan for 30 years, and obviously with Holden leaving the industry, it sort of left you no one to follow. So I've moved over to Ford, and I used to blue with kids at school that were Ford supporters growing up. That's how passionate I was. But I think at the end of the day now, it's about supporting the sport and sort of following your passion with that sport. So I don't see a problem with changing teams.
Yep.
So long as you're sort of staying with the sport, I suppose.
Okay.
Interesting. A love of the sport above a love of any individual. That's quite profound, isn't it?
Yes. Very well explained, too. Thanks, Sam.
More philosophical than I thought, to be fair.
It makes
which
a lot of sense.
Certainly does. One to Team Ari there. Yes. Stephen, it looks good for you at this point. Let's go to ECM next. Alicia, what are your thoughts?
No.
What was that, sorry?
No way.
Oh. Never change. So you're
the team you're born with, the team you inherit, you gotta support them for life.
Oh yeah.
Are you saying being faithful is important, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's your team of choice? In whatever kind?
I was born with one black and one white eye, and my mother would come back to haunt me if I changed from Collingwood.
There's a very passionate fans out there.
There certainly is. So at the moment, one on each side here. It solved nothing for you.
My internal conflict, it continues.
It certainly does.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest Deluxe.
All right, now's your chance to win again for this morning. Two tickets to New FM's advanced screening of The Fall Guy, which is happening at Event Cinemas in Katara next Tuesday night. Of course, you're also in the draw for two boarding passes to New FM's boat party on the Cruiser Nightclub Super Yacht here in Newcastle.
Steak knife salesman, aren't you? But wait, there's more.
But wait, there is always more on the local winners here on UFM. All right, let's get into Lowest Deluxe, our game for this morning. Let's meet our contestant, Michelle from Tanilba Bay. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Are you ready to play Lowest Deluxe? You know how well it all works?
I think so. Maybe not.
You got this.
Yeah, three items, Lowest Deluxe.
Three things, cheapest to most expensive. Put them in order. Good luck.
Okay.
Here we go, Michelle. Your first item for the day is the Bastion 15-litre matte concrete sealer from Bunnings in Bullaroo. The second one is a 2-litre picked brand orange juice with pulp from Aldi. And then your third item is the NV1 S3 complete scooter in the colour black and red from East End Skate and Surf in Newcastle. So again, your first item is the 15-litre matte concrete sealer from Bunnings. Then your second one is the 2-litre orange juice from Aldi. And then the scooter from East End Skate and Surf. So what would you like to put first as cheapest?
Orange juice would be great.
Okay.
Well, that does come with pulp, though, which might drive the price up a little bit.
Maybe.
Do they catch you riding scooters much, Michelle?
No, you don't want to see me on a scooter, love. It's not pretty.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
All right. So we've got first one as the orange juice. You're locking that in as the least expensive.
I am.
Where would you like to go for there? The concrete sealer or the scooter?
Well, goodness me. Look, you know what? You'd think that the scooter would be the most expensive, wouldn't you, Sue? Maybe I'll put that second instead.
Okay, so you want the sealer second, the scooter third? Is that what you've decided?
No, the other way I was thinking.
Okay. Scooter second, and then the sealer third.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's 15 kilos, isn't it?
It's 15 litres.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Well,
Bastion brand.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Bastion brand?
I am not familiar whatsoever.
Neither am I. Don't worry.
Question as well, is the scooter electric or just push?
Just push.
Yeah, well, I'll put the scooter second then. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've.
Don't do that.
So suspense, Michelle.
We're gonna have to move this on, aren't we?
All right. We need an answer. Orange juice first, sealer or scooter second?
Look, let's just go with the scooter second and the sealer last.
Okay.
All right.
All locked in.
Here we go.
Take away, Ari.
Okay, the orange juice from Aldi is going to cost you $4.70. So I think you're pretty safe there, just quietly.
All right, so to stay in the game, we need this scooter to be more than $4.70.
I think you're in luck there. However, the NV1 S3 complete scooter from East End Skate and Surf, $200.
Oh, no way. I was thinking of a $70 Big W one.
Nope, it's from the eclectic one in Newcastle City.
So we need this concrete sealer to be more than $200.
15 litres, Bastion, yep. Bullaroo.
It's quite expensive, sealer.
$99.
Oh, not expensive enough. Oh, so sorry, it was close, but far away. Better luck next time. Only local winners, but not this time.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Crevo, one of my favourite avenues of joke,
yeah,
is the fact that you have a very apparent blind spot when it comes to sport.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, somehow, well, it's basically because my parents never had sport on when I was a kid. They don't really have, I don't know, much interest in it.
And you never went down to like maybe like a grassroots game of football of any kind when you were a kid? Or
I guess if your parents aren't interested, you just don't see it, do you?
And I grew up on like a kind of remote little property.
Sure.
So there was nothing nearby. The closest maybe half an hour drive away. So you don't have, I didn't have access to any of it.
Okay.
Oh, and all those excuses.
You're a grown man now. You live in Newcastle, one of the best sporting communities ever.
That is true.
I still find it very funny. So what we're going to do is a second rendition of Newcastle player or politician. What I'll do is basically give you a bunch of names here, and one by one, you have to tell us if they're either a Knights player or they're like a local MP, essentially.
Oh, this is fun.
So first one I've got for you, Leo Thompson.
Ooh.
Oh, now this name sounds familiar.
Oh, I like this beginning bit. This is great.
I feel like I've definitely heard the name before.
Yep. From where?
That's a great question. Sounds very businesslike. I'm going to say politician. Sounds too businesslike to play footy.
Leo Thompson is one of our night stars currently. Yeah. Massive.
Damn it.
Unfortunately, yeah, 0-1 to begin with. But that's the great thing about sport, you know. There's always time for a comeback. Story.
I'm sure Leo won't be insulted that you don't know him.
That's all right indeed.
All right, next one. Paul Harrigan.
Harrigan.
Irish pub. Sorry.
That's all I can think of is the Irish pub. Now, I'm not saying that footy players have ever been in a pub before.
Lol.
But I think as a result of that, I'm going to say footy player because it sounds like a fun night out.
Well, your logic flawed, your answer is correct.
Yes!
After the Knights, the 97 Premiership. Well done.
Okay, that is good. 1 point on the board.
All right, third one. Colin Grigg.
Oh, this is hard. Colin Grigg.
What a last name, too. That's very entertaining.
Mm. I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna sort of sound this one out.
Okay.
So that I've got. I'm gonna just try and have a feel for it. All right. Colin Creek goes through. He's made it. Griggs has made it. Another point. Yeah, that's definitely a footy player.
You should have been a commentator in your former life.
I feel like I could have.
Yeah, locking in Colin Creek as a footy player.
Yeah.
He is a councillor for Lake Mac in the North Ward.
Damn it.
All right.
I've got one point.
One right, two wrong. Let's go through two more quickly here. We'll do best of five.
Okay.
All right. Brian Carney is your next person.
Brian. I know a couple of Carneys, so this is interesting.
You?
Mm-hmm.
All I can think of is Carneys working at the...
Yeah, there's a few broad men at the moment.
Stardust Circuit and all that. Carney.
Brian Carney.
Brian's such a business-like name, isn't it? You're not going to have a Brian on the football pitch. He's definitely a politician.
I've been a little bit nasty to you. Only played for the Knights for 1 year, 16 tries in 26 games. Oh, I was a winger for the Knights.
Damn it. Right, still.
Last one. And I'm going to say you're only as good as your last result.
So that is
like
true.
A bit of last try wins here type
okay,
stuff.
I'll take it.
I see what you did there. That's punny.
Yep.
Mike Yarrington.
Mike Yarrington.
You've got to get this, Crevo.
Yarrington.
Yes. Mike Yarrington.
What an interesting last name.
If you get this wrong, no more coffee for you this morning. No more third cups.
Well, you'd need more coffee, I'd argue, if you get it wrong.
Mike Yarrington. I think that's...
Yarrington.
It sounds so politician-y, but
sounds
it might...
Bridgerton-ish.
It might be a trick, though, as a result of that. I'm going Knights player.
You going Knights player? You should go with your gut feeling.
Damn it!
Councillor for Maitland.
Oh, no!
You've had an absolute stinker.
You know what? We need to play this again so I have a chance to redeem myself. That's another sporting term, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant, across it.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So on the show, I know we've talked a lot about, obviously, the Hunter Basketball Stadium there at Broadmeadow.
Mm-hmm.
And
my arch nemesis.
Yes. You have made your opinion well known, Stephen, that it's a bit of a hole, okay? It's a bit of a trap for water.
And my problem is not that it is a hole. My problem is that it has so many holes in the roof.
Well, that's right. Well, I was watching a news story on telly the other day, a local news story about a couple of our, obviously, basketball players. And whatever. Mm-hmm. And I noticed something very interesting about the main court there. Now, I don't know what you're thinking about, but that is the best Newcastle Basketball Stadium has ever looked in my life.
Yeah, admittedly, when they did that busy bee or whatever a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Yeah, the working bee. So, they had a couple of people paint the main court.
Yeah, so the main court has been completely redone. All of the grandstand and everything. They've even got new seats in the little boxes there, like right next to the court. Now, you might think this is not much, but I practically grew up in that basketball court. My brother famously played rep basketball for the Hunters and things like that. So that is fantastic. This is a lot of progress for more than what you would think.
Just because it's better than it was doesn't mean it's good. The polish to turn.
I don't care. I'm the local. You're not. Okay, this is fantastic. This is as good as it's going to get. So just appreciate it. That's all I'm going
to
say.
It's so sad that you resigned to the fact that this is as good as it's going to get. Newcastle deserves a better stadium.
Yeah, well, they're working on it.
Well, it's not good enough.
Say you've got a barbecue running, right?
Sure.
And you drop a sausage and it rolls down the hill and it's covered in dirt. Just because you've swept off some of it doesn't mean it's still good to eat.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not wasting food, Creeper.
Admittedly, it does look a lot nicer. They have painted it up. It does look flashy, but it's still an uncomfortable stadium to both watch sport and play on.
But it's home. It's home to the Hunters. It's home to the Falcons. Also, it looks great on TV, so well done, Basketball Stadium.
Well done.
Good job, Newcastle.
But we deserve better.
We do still. It's coming. It's coming. Just wait. It's coming.
Okay. All right. Patience is the key there. As the school holidays are in full swing at the moment, we're at the pointy end of week one, a lot of parents, I guess, would be, you know, the little holiday period at the start where everyone's, you know...
It's like a honeymoon period.
Yeah, the honeymoon period is over and kids are starting to muck up. It's just part of school holiday folklore, isn't it?
They get bored and they've got so much energy.
Yeah.
Just cause a ruckus.
They start to cause all sorts of trouble. And this got us onto, we were just talking about this behind the scenes yesterday, and this got us on into the area of what, I guess, parental threats are used as a way to keep kids in line. Because sometimes they don't even have to be ones that are followed through with or whatever. It's just like thrown out there as an idea, as a thought, as to what will keep kids in line these days with all the mucking up that's going on.
Just a quick tip from the Novos team. Don't buy them an electric scooter because we will run them over accidentally. Just
well,
saying.
They're
everywhere on the roads. Keep them in line.
Yeah, okay, so.
Okay, that's my little rant done. Continue.
A little rant done. I was talking to my friend who's got a couple of kids, and they're in school holidays at the moment. Mm. And he said, oh, they're just mucking up deluxe.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're just causing all sorts of ruckus. They're very high energy, two boys.
General mischief.
General mischief.
Throwing stuff around.
All that sort of thing. And they're up, he said, they're up so early. Why are they up so early all the time?
Strange.
So he said, I've had to threaten with taking away all the devices.
That's a classic.
Like
isn't
a blanket ban of all the devices.
Phone's gone, PlayStation's gone, iPad, yep, all gone.
Even tellies. He's like, lucky we've got a TV in our room, so I can just unplug it, all that sort of
stuff. Excellent.
So this has been his threat, and he said that has worked because that is one of their biggest fears, is to lose full access to all of that.
Mm.
So this is, I guess, the sort of thing that we're looking for. 4967-4105. What parental threats have you had to put out there to keep the kids in line?
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
Take away all the desserts. So not having any ice cream. There is no cake.
Sweet.
There is no chocolate. Nothing.
That is a strong one.
They get Brussels sprouts and chicken. That's it.
Oh, that's a strong one. Growing up, Stephen, what were threats that were used in your household?
My parents used the fake phone call a lot. So the old, like, if you're mucking up, I'm going to have to call. Sometimes it was Santa, you know. I'm calling Santa to tell him you've been naughty.
Oh, see, that'd be a real call, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Or the other one is they would pretend to call. Well, they didn't actually have Santa's number. He's busy, so they pretend to call Santa.
Right.
And they pretend to call sometimes Snoop Dogg, Mr. D-O-double-G. Yeah, he's honestly, he's mucking about. He's being naughty. Nah, Snoop, I'm not. I promise I'm being good.
Biggest threat possible to you.
So that was the other one they used. So this is what we're looking for. 4967-4105.
Yeah.
Was it the threats that maybe you got as a kid or now as an adult, as a parent, you're using to try and keep the kids in line?
Mine as a kid, I had two. One of them was no dinner for you, which is devastating for a little Italian girl who loves her pasta and her lasagna.
Oh, my God, and you can smell it cooking in the kitchen there.
Mummy. And then the second one was, can't play with your toys. There are no toys. You have to sit in your room.
Oh, just doing nothing.
Yeah, doing nothing.
Oh, my God. So, 4967-4105, parental threats. Maybe, as you said, Stephen, it was ones that were levelled on you as a kid, or maybe it's the one you're dishing out to your kids.
Helping us on the show today, we'll go to Madawi first. Tracy, what is the threat that you used or was used on you?
Well, they're actually the grandkids, and it's actually two things. The first one is soccer training. That's devastating if they don't get the soccer training.
Because they're letting the team down as well, so there's guilt there.
Oh, not for training.
No.
All right.
It's worth it.
And what's the other one?
The other one's a show called Carter Sherry. He's a crazy man on television, does crazy stunts.
Mm.
And, if they can't watch that in their downtime, that's the end of the world too.
Mm.
Smallest things, though, most dramatic effect.
Yeah, you've got two little bits of ammunition there ready at all times.
It's funny how medial kids' kryptonite can be.
I know.
So little.
Some bloke doing stunts on telly. Jeez, it is so easy.
All right, let's head over now to Aberglasen with Destiny. Good morning. What's your parental threats?
Good morning. When I used to play up shopping, Mum used to threaten me to be put on lay-by.
Why don't you just leave you at the shopping centre?
Yep. So she'd be like, I'm going to go put you on lay-by. I'll pick you up in a couple months.
Oh, my God.
And what, did it work? Did that scare you straight?
Oh, absolutely. She also threatened to take me to the post office and put a barcode on me.
That's legendary.
Well, a fair bit of trauma there. So for sharing it, you know what? You can have a couple of tickets to our exclusive boat party aboard Cruiser Nightclub. Coming your way, Destiny.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Only local winners here at New FM.
Feels like it's the least we can do.
I know, been put on lay-by. Terrifying.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Living at home at the moment, I've worked out quite a few little life hacks to be able to get the best out of my living situation. And at the moment, so last night, for example, my dad went to just a football game up at Western, so in the Hunter there, and he was gone all night, so that means he wasn't there for dinner, whatever. So it was just Mum and I just sitting at the dinner table. She's like, oh, what do you feel like to eat? Anyway, I worked out how to get like the fanciest exclusive dinners. It's when Dad is not home. So Mum pulls out all the stops. She's cooking like homemade luxury style Chinese food. We get the nice desserts, all the things that Dad doesn't like to eat, but we love, we get when he's not there. So I'm thinking, if anybody wants my father to come to like one of their sports matches on like a weeknight, please take him, because that means I get all the fancy dinners.
So is he, will he just go to any, he just loves seeing local sport. He'll just go to anything.
No, it's just soccer. But plenty of soccer around the region, so that's fine. But I'm trying to work out a way to get him out of the house like four times a week.
Well, near my house is the Mayfield soccer field, so I can just keep an eye out when there's a game on and I'll just text you.
Fabulous.
Game on. Get him down there.
Bye, Dad. I'm going to have a nice dinner. Goodbye.
See ya. That is a life hack indeed. A champion, really, of our local community, Farrah and Sons Bakehouse in Mayfield. They're the ones sort of in the same
party there.
Yeah, same parking lot as Aldi, right? It's a fairly new, I think it's been there less than a year, and they went off to the Australian Small Business Awards, and they've taken out Champion Bakery.
God, they're like, so they're brand new, and they've already won this major accolade.
This is huge.
Wow.
Only local winners.
That's right, and they were up against a bakery that's won the last 2 years in a row, so they will obviously quaking in their boots going in, but they needn't have quaked because they've taken this win out, and boy, oh boy, do they deserve it.
Right.
Now, one of the key things that has helped them win is this feature of a bakery, which is if a customer comes in with a good idea for what to put in a pie, like a filling, they just do it and then put it up like Dale suggested this.
Wow. That means you have to go buy different ingredients. Yeah. That takes a lot.
Yeah, but they're really into, I guess, innovation. So some examples, Cooper from the Woolies across the road came up with a honey soy chicken pie. That went for a full month.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Very successful. Little sign next to it, of course, suggested by Cooper. For that, they had a jalapeno pie, and before that, a chili, barbecue, beef, and bacon pie.
Whoa. No, that would go off.
All of these suggested by customers, and then, of course, that pie becomes hero for the month. And that, you know, and that customer, therefore, becomes a hero, which I think's really cool.
Yeah.
What a flex to have.
I know. I've got, you seen that new pie in at Farrah and Sons? Yeah, of course I have. I came up with it.
If they keep going with this, I'd be very happy. I go in there every week going, oh, I've got a new pie flavour for you.
Well, what I thought we could do around the team is come up with some new ideas for the pies, or pie deers, if you will.
Love that. Nice.
Good creative writing.
I'll kick things off. I think one of the great things that's going on in the food scene around is the cheeseburger at the Royal Oak Hotel. I think they need to do a collaboration and have, like, the elements of that cheeseburger cut up inside a pie.
Interesting. So it's a cheeseburger pie, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. Not the buns, obviously, but the bits and bobs, and maybe not the lettuce, but the rest of it can go in.
A purger.
Ooh, that does have a name.
Boy, work in progress.
Maybe a work in progress. But I think a collaboration of two food goliaths in the Tyneside Mayfield region. I think that's my first one.
I have two, actually, that I want to input here with you guys. So the first one, it's a staple. Like, every Aussies have one of these. Like, you know how you have, like, a ham, cheese, tomato, toasty? What if we have ham, cheese, tomato, like, kind of cut up, not with the toast, obviously, but put that in a pie and then have like melted butter block on top of the pie.
Ooh, that sounds pretty juicy.
And then kind of similar to, I think it was Connor or something that you said was the honey soy chicken pie flavour dude. I'm going to jump on a similar bandwagon and say sweet and sour pork pie. I love me some sweet and sour pork.
So do I. That's one of my favourite Chinese, succulent Chinese meals.
Go for it.
The one I'm thinking is, I'm hoping I'm not on an island here. Mm. Do you guys ever, when you eat a pie, save the lid till last?
I used to.
Take the lid off, and then you eat the rest of the pie, and then you've got the, like, beautiful pastry, the top pastry at the end.
Crispy.
To eat, yeah, because everyone knows the lid's the best bit.
Yeah.
Mm. Why don't we just do a lid pie? Like, what I'm saying is the whole pie is just solid. Like, for example, Easter's just come and gone. What's better than one of the hollow eggs is a solid egg. You get more chocolate. So I'm thinking,
I get it. It's pastry in pastry?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the best bit. That's what you save till last.
Good luck on the toilet the next day.
So why don't you have the whole pie as the best bit?
That's
very dry. That's just pastry.
It'd be very dry and heavy, wouldn't it?
No, 30 cents, you get a little sauce packet with you.
That one's out.
Okay.
We're not even bringing that to the Farrah and Sons team. No. That's too embarrassing.
I'll do it behind your back. The other one is maybe a nacho pie.
Oh,
you get some like corn chips in there.
Guacamole.
A bit of guacamole, a bit of salsa, some minced beans.
That'll do.
That is good. Another one I've thought of, because what's the second best thing in a bakery is obviously a sausage roll. What about a cut-up sausage roll inside a pie with gravy?
Yep.
Now we are cooking with gas.
Sausage pie. No
extra ingredients for them either.
No, exactly. It's all right there, ready to go. And that would get you on the map. If they want to win the, what is it, Australian Business Small Champions Award for next year, I think they need to lead with the sausage roll pie. Good luck to them, and well done.
UFM.
De Novos.
A keen canoe guys has made headlines after taking a monster pumpkin for a ride. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Like
what does all of that mean?
Wild. So Adam Fuckwee Harrison is his name.
Excuse me?
He's taken the Easter show winning pumpkin, which was 407 kilograms, if you don't mind.
Wait, this is a real pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
407 kilograms. Massive thing.
That is big.
He's turned it into a canoe. Now, it's not just sitting on, like...
How does that even work?
On a pedestal in some, I don't know...
Showcase room?
Yeah, this is a quirky pumpkin museum. No, it's watertight, and he's taken it on an actual body of water.
Do pumpkins float? I've never put one in water to know.
They must do. Well, this one floated with his body weight as well.
Wow.
Because he's taken it for a float down Tumut River, I think it's called.
Tumut River.
It's a little town in western New South Wales. Very small.
Okay.
Only reason I know how to pronounce it is because I had a friend from there.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'd never heard of it.
It's tiny. It's a few thousand people.
This is where his stunt has gone ahead.
Yeah.
He did this in front of a crowd of almost 1,000 people.
That's impressive. So the whole entire population of the western New South Wales area?
Yeah, that is true, to be fair.
You can assume there's 1,000 bored residents there.
Yeah, there's not
nothing
much,
to do.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Because if you had literally any other plans, you wouldn't be going to watch some bloke float with a pumpkin down the river, are you?
It just sounds like a fake story. Sounds like fake news. Oh, come and see this guy ride a pumpkin down the lake. What?
Say what now?
Yeah, as if you would.
So, yeah, he's floated down the river. Everyone's gone, how good's that? You know, almost 1,000 people. Hundreds of people have showed up. The kicker, though, is Adam isn't letting this fame change him. He said, the worldwide fame hasn't got to his head. He continues to say, I won't end up like Taylor Swift, who we just played coincidentally. I'll just get back to life as normal. No one thinks you're the next Taylor Swift.
I mean, there was a bit of, say, meltdown when Taylor Swift tickets went on sale and all that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there was any meltdown with the ticket tech system for the Tumut Pumpkin float watch?
I don't think so. I reckon you might have been able to buy, you know, tickets at the gate on the day.
I don't even think there would have been tickets. Oh, there probably just would have been a couple of flyers and everyone just kind of just quickly walked to the river.
Here's something to do for a bit to fill the endlessly boring hours of time of living in this small town.
I have two questions about this story, right? One, how do you grow a pumpkin that big? I mean, at Woolies, you're lucky to get one that's like 200 grams these days. And then second of all, how long do you think it would have taken to actually dig out the inside of that pumpkin so it could sit in it?
Many good couple of questions.
I reckon it would have taken a lot longer to grow than to cut. I reckon he would have cut it so quick.
I reckon he would have had help if he had to scoop all that out.
Because there are pictures of it. There's pictures of it online. So if you get a chance, maybe have a look. But he hasn't he's had a hack. It's not like it's not even really a defined seat in the pumpkin. He's just got a hole of which he can squat in, essentially.
Right. So he hasn't carved like a lovely
bench out of it or anything like that. He's had a hack at a pumpkin and then going, you know what? I'll throw this down the river.
I could probably sit in this.
Lucky, though, he's not letting the fame get to his head.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage.
New FM's best seats in the house.
Oh, team, it's time to get excited. It's best seats in the house time.
How good's a Friday night primetime game? We don't join stadium as well, if you don't mind.
Oh, nothing better than soccer on a Friday night.
Now, it is time to call the winner. Let's see if we can get them on the phone now.
Let's go.
Hello, Kate speaking.
G'day, Kate. This is Stephen from the Novos. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm joined with my co-host, Ari.
Hi, good morning.
And Crevo. and we're here this morning to inform you that you are the lucky winner of our best seats in the house for this week's Jets game.
Oh, excellent. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for registering. Do you want to tell us who will be going with you?
Yes, I'll be taking my two boys. I've got a 10-year-old Taj and a 16-year-old Ash. They're massive Jets fans.
Oh, that's great to hear. Do they play themselves as well?
Yes, so Ash plays for Cohiba in the Premier Youth League.
Nice.
We've been going to the Jets game since he was very small. So, my younger son's just a massive fan and he loves anything to do with sport. So he'll be very excited.
Well, you've been going for a long time, but not in seats like this. You'll be right on the pitch, rubbing shoulders with the players. Incredible experience. Congratulations. It's all yours.
Great. Thank you. That's amazing.
If you want to experience that, best seats in the house, so easy. Just go to newfm.com.au, register your details there. And you can be our next winner.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
A number of Gen Zers believe that they've, I guess, cracked the code to eternal youth. And it's just taking the internet by storm, especially TikTok. I'm here to bring you all the big news.
A bit late for you, Crevo, but that's all right for the rest of us.
Well, yeah, that's it. Maybe I can pass this information on to my future child, for example.
Well, there you go. There'll be a different generation, though, because Gen Zers are only 1997 to 2012.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. The advice stands.
Anyway, so the young people, right? So they're claiming on TikTok that they've come up with this new idea, I guess, of what's called an anti-wrinkle straw, okay? So instead of drinking through a vertical straw, stay with me, they slurp through what looks like a hook apparatus, which is meant to keep the lips from pursing, thereby supposedly creating fewer wrinkles, the New York Post is reporting.
You got a wrong sound effect there, Crevo, for us.
Sure do. Here we go.
Okay, so this is really interesting. You can see this anywhere online. Just type it in. So you know how we've had like those... that
What's it called? Hook straw.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, you know how we've had those fads, Stanley Cups.
Yeah, oh my God, they're everywhere.
Those big things. Well, it's the exact same cup look-alike. But yeah, like I say, instead of just having a normal vertical straw that everybody has used, it's come around looking like a fishing hook. So you just place your mouth over it very so gently so that you're not pursing your lips, because they claim that using these type of facial muscles way too often can create premature wrinkles.
Are these like the ones, Ari, there? Is that the picture you've seen?
Yeah.
So it's almost as if you're playing a flute.
Yeah, it kind of looks like
correct.
It, yes.
So the pipe goes across the front of your mouth.
Yeah, as if you were to play a woodwind instrument, like a flute. And then there's a hole in the middle of that, I guess, flat bit, which I assume you get the liquid out of.
Yeah, exactly. However,
this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It is the funniest thing you'll ever see. I dare anyone of our listeners to go and look at this online. It's hilarious. It'll make your day, really. Just think about all these young people just looking ridiculous like fish.
And that's it. You look like a buddy bass, don't you?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Mm. Billy Big Mouth Bass. Mm. They're having a suck on a weird hook straw. You're a fool if you think that this is going to stop you getting wrinkles.
So here's the thing. A couple of doctors have jumped on board, including some from, you know, skin clinics and cosmetic places and sure. whatever. They say that, you know, you would have to be drinking through a normal straw very, very often for wrinkles to actually contribute to any formation of wrinkles. Doctors say they've debunked it, though, say that wrinkles form from sun exposure, loss of collagen during aging, and smoking, not straws. So have no fear. You don't need a hook straw in your life, guys.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to be part of this generation.
Yeah.
So you should be.
I'm claiming not to be.
Are you buying one of these straws, Stephen?
Of course not. That's one of the silliest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, if you want to stop getting wrinkles, use something fun and simple and basic like Botox.
Yeah, or moisturiser or something else.
Don't be messing around with a silly straw. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
And we are pretty much done for the day, yeah?
We are done for the day.
Now good. We are.
One more alarm to the weekend. That's
so
it.
All right.
What do you guys got on for the arvo?
Good question. I actually have no plans.
What a treat.
Yeah. Redoing a shower. That's what I'm doing today.
Are you doing a bit of grousing, is it?
I'm putting on the handyman tool belt.
Ooh.
Yes.
I prefer Cremo's plans. I'd rather be doing nothing, I think, than doing a shower. It doesn't sound very fun.
Well, that's the whole reason I'm back up in Newcastle. Didn't you know that? I'm here to help my family. Renovate. And that's about it.
What about you, Stephen? What are you up to?
I'll be napping this arvo because I've got a busy night. Ooh. Not so much busy afternoon, but...
What are you doing at night?
Well, I got training for the Cardiff Hawks this afternoon.
Cheeky beers at Harrigan's later?
No. Because straight from training, I've got basketball game. So I gotta do the quick footy training, then straight to basketball, and then home for a sleep.
There is no way you're waking up at tomorrow morning's alarm after that big night.
I did last week.
Yeah, wow. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
That's why he's so skinny.
Early prediction. How many points do you think Stephen will score at basketball?
At b-ball, probably I'm going to say 3.
That's unders.
I'm going 10.
10's closer, probably. I'll let you guys know tomorrow morning.
What's your prediction?
I'm guessing 14 points.
All right. Well,
you better back that in, bro.
Where there's a chance, there's a sports bet market.
Where there's a Stephen, there's a way.
That's it. Gamble responsibly. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Gotcha.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.